This is KUNM. I'm Yasmin Khan. New Mexico lawmakers are trying to fix the deficient broadband system that residents have struggled with during the pandemic as basic services migrated online. Schools and some healthcare services like vaccine sign-up are mostly online. Many New Mexicans are not, including 1 in 5 students at the start of the pandemic. A bill introduced to the House would create a broadband clearinghouse to manage federal grants, whose supporters say is the main funder of the internet expansion in the state. The bill would not fund internet access for all, which the Department of Information Technology estimates would cost over $1 billion. 1 in 5 students didn't have access to the internet at all in the first months of the pandemic, according to a survey by the New Mexico Public Schools Facility Authority. At-home COVID-19 testing rolled out by the state last year required participants to use video chat. Vaccine distribution efforts focus on getting residents to sign up online. That might complicate things for residents 65 and older who are less likely to have internet access. However, there is a workaround via phone. An audit says one of the nation's premier nuclear laboratories isn't taking the necessary precautions to guard against wildfires. The finding by the U.S. Energy Department's Inspector General comes as wildfire risk intensify across the drought-stricken U.S. West. Los Alamos National Laboratory is the birthplace of the atomic bomb and has experienced hundreds of millions of dollars in losses and damage from previous wildfires. That includes one that threatened a stash of radioactive waste stored on lab property in 2000. Watchdog groups say the federal government needs to take note of the audit's findings and do a comprehensive review before the lab ramps up production of key plutonium parts used in the nation's nuclear arsenal. This is KUNM.